Well, somebody who might be able to help and get to the bottom of all of this is Hayley Stevens. You'll like her. She's a paranormal researcher. She's a paranormal researcher who doesn't believe in the paranormal. So I don't know what she's going to make of this. Let's find out. She's on the line. Hello, Hayley.
Hello, how are you?
All right, thanks. I don't know if you've seen the picture, but this boy wasn't at the wedding, he wasn't a guest, and if he was there for real, he'd have to be 12 foot tall. So what's going on?
Stranger things have happened. Looking at the photo, I've seen the photo, it's quite a bad quality photograph. It's quite pixelated and everything. So it's quite difficult, really, to tell at first glance what's happening. I think it would be interesting to see other photographs from the... I think it was a wedding, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it would be interesting to see other photographs of other guests and so on, to see if there is anyone that does resemble that. Because I know that there is a window that he's next to or near that's 12 feet off the ground. I'm not quite sure that the angle of the photograph means that he would have to be that tall to look as he does. Looking at this one, I genuinely think it could just be a person in the photograph. I've had a proper zoom in and I've had a look at it, and there are a few artifacts around the boy that look a bit suspicious. If the photo wasn't as pixelated and as bad quality as it is, that would lead me to suspect it could have been messed around with or tampered with. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I've only had a very quick look at it over a day, and I genuinely think it's just a person back there. I think that's more likely in the scheme of things.
But there was no such person invited or attended.
I suspect there probably could have been. I mean, we all like to think that we have good memories and that we're able to recall information. So what you tend to find, I've been researching the paranormal for just over 10 years now, and lots of people send me photographs and say, there wasn't anybody in the photo at that time, there definitely wasn't anybody there, I know, I can remember. And we like to think that we can recall these situations with accuracy, but actually we're really bad at remembering details. And if you think as well, I mean, it was probably different when we had cameras that had film. You know, you had like, 30 photographs and that was it. Nowadays, we take photographs all the time and delete them, and you know, you could then look back at the photos maybe 150 photos later, if your selfie game is strong, and you see some in one that you don't recall. It doesn't mean it wasn't there. It's just, you know, you weren't paying attention to it at the time, and it's something that psychologists call inattention blindness. You see it with advertising. You see adverts all the time. You just don't realise you're taking in their message.
Inattention blindness. Yes, but you would say this, Hayley, because you're an investigator of ghosts, but you don't believe in ghosts, so it's your aim, I would imagine, to prove every ghost wrong.
Not necessarily, no. I mean, I think it would be very interesting to find things that we can't explain. I mean, I think that would be really curious, you know, and there are things that I've experienced or that I've come across that I can't explain, and I hold my hands up. I just think we have to be really careful when examining strange things that we don't make leaps of logic. So just because we can't explain something doesn't mean that it's unexplainable. It just means that at the moment we have no explanation for it. And more often than not, we don't have all the information to hand, so we're not able to reach a sound conclusion, and I suspect that's the case with this photograph.
And I suspect in these days of Photoshop and everything, it is possible to fake ghosts, should you wish to, in any photograph.
Yeah, I mean, faking ghosts in photos predates Photoshop. It even predates computers.
Oh.
So for as long as photograph equipment has existed, so back in the old days when they had photographic plates and so on, they would do double exposures with them. They wouldn't quite wipe them so that there would be like a ghostly figure still on the plate. And then when they did the next exposure, you would have like a ghostly figure there. And even back then, you know, with the old camera that they had to put, you know, the sheet over their head, you know, all that kind of old-fashioned stuff, they could do, I guess, their version of Photoshop, where they could do panoramic views by stitching the plates together and so on. So it was all very clever. So people have been messing around with photos since photos have existed.
Yes, but Gary at the hotel, and he's a very nice man and straight down the line, he knows all about this stone barn because he gets a feeling of, well, joy when he goes in there. So he says it's a friendly ghost and he hears footsteps on the stone floor. Well, you just heard him say that. Is he telling fibs?
No, I would very politely suggest that it isn't that weird to hear footsteps in a stone barn.
Oh.
I don't know. You walk into a big barn and you hear footsteps, and I don't know that that's strange.
Yes.
It might, I suppose, if you're thinking in the context of a paranormal experience, you could say, oh, you know, I heard something a bit strange whilst I was expecting to hear something a bit strange, whereas the next person who comes along would hear it and go, oh, I'm in a barn.
You see, I wanted you, Hayley, to come on and say, yeah, that's the ghost of the cider boy. You know, the boy that was poisoned by cider in Herefordshire, very well known. He appears in often in wedding photographs. Blast! I like a ghost story.
I know, ghost stories are good. They are fun. And, you know, for a long time, it's how we've made sense of the things that happened to us.
Yes.
I just think that before we reach that conclusion, there are other questions to ask. And sadly, a lot of us don't do that.
Very sensible. Hayley, thank you for coming on. You must come on again.